Number 139, this is the title of our Devo this morning, 10,000 Reasons, okay? If you look at the top page, under the top of the page on this song, it's got a verse from Psalm 103. So I wanted to read a little bit of that for you guys. Psalm 103, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not His benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." That's pretty encouraging words right there. That's pretty neat to read. The words of the Psalms. And so what I want to do, we're going to sing this song, we're going to talk about it a little bit, then we're going to sing it even better. Okay? Got it. The sun comes up, and there's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. What's that saying to you? It's, God, I'm waking up, and it's time to sing again. I'm ready. I can't wait. It's like I've been waiting all night to sing to you. Do you really feel like that? Do you really feel like, God, I can't wait to praise you again when I get up in the morning? You know, we had a guest speaker here a couple months ago. We've got a guest speaker that comes every couple months, talks to us on Wednesday nights about the price that sin is that they've paid for sin, and the things that sin has done in their lives, and the price that God paid for them, and the way that God has come into their lives and helped them. And this guy, his name was Rob. And Rob was the drug dealer in Belton, Texas for most of the 80s. I mean, this guy was into a lot of bad stuff. Spent time in the state prisons. Did hard time. And Rob tells us, he starts off his talk to us, and Rob hadn't talked a lot to groups like this, but he comes in and he says, "I wake up in the morning, my feet hit the ground, and I start praying. Because if I do it on my own, I fail. But if I let God do it, He gets me through." So when you wake up in the morning, is the first thought out of your mouth, is the first thing that you think of, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, thank you for the night, thank you for the sun coming up"? To be honest, I mean, it's hard to say that any of us probably think like that, right? We should be. And that's what we should be striving through. But the sun comes up. There's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. "Whatever may pass, and whatever comes before me, let me be singing when the evening comes." You know, the Apostle Paul talked about being content, right? He said, "I know how to live with a lot. I know how to live with a little bit. I know how to be well fed, and I know how to live in hunger. He said, "I know all these things." He said, "In all things, in all circumstances, I've learned to be content." To be content. And we read about the examples throughout Acts of Paul and Silas in the prison, and they're singing. They're locked up in shackles. I don't know if any of you guys have been in a prison. I've done some work in a prison for the last couple years out of Big Spring. And while I would never want to be in a prison like this, these guys, they really don't have it all that bad. They've got a nice air-conditioned room with showers, and they actually have TVs and books and all this stuff, and they get to go play soccer and different things like that. You know, it's not the hard labor camps that you might think of, and it's definitely not the prison that Paul and Silas were in. Because Paul and Silas were sitting in a prison that, I don't know, that you think of with it's got dripping water somewhere, right? So it's dark and wet. You can hear the dripping water. You can smell the mold. You can see the rats running around. It's not a good place. It's not a fun place. It's probably really cold. And not at all comfortable, and they're probably shackled up to where they can't move. And they're sitting there singing to God. "Whatever may pass and whatever comes before me, Help me to be singing when the evening comes. You're rich in love and you're slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness, I will keep on singing 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. Do you ever wonder what to pray about? Do you ever sit down and think, I need to pray, and I want to pray, but I don't quite know what to say? If you've thought that, then hi, you're normal, okay? That's a completely normal thing to think. Even for people that are really mature in prayer life, people still think that. I don't know what to say all the time. I don't know what to think. Well, what are the words here? You could just start off with this. You're rich in love, Father. You're slow to anger. Thank you. Or how about this? Your name is great and your heart is kind. You can't think of anything to pray about? Just start praising God. Telling Him how wonderful it is. Read the Psalms. Read Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me. Bless His holy name. Start off a prayer like that. Do a whole prayer like that. It can be short. It doesn't have to be long. But the fact is, when you open up your heart like that, and you start talking to God, you're going to start thinking about other things to pray about. You might just start thinking about more ways to praise God. And that's great, and that's good, and that's that's natural. But you may also start thinking about things that you didn't even realize you needed to pray about. But how about this thought? You're rich in love, and you're slow to anger. Your name is great, and your heart is kind. That's the God I want to serve. Somebody that's rich in love, he's slow to anger. I think a lot of times we tend to think about God as really quick to anger, don't we? We think that if I mess up this one time, then I'm completely done. But if we change our thinking about God to being slow to anger, and God is for us. He wants us to be forgiven. He wants us to be with Him in heaven. That's a lot different than maybe than even the view that I had of God when I was growing up, when I was your age. I had a lot more of a negative view towards God when I was growing up. And I don't want you guys to think that, because that's a hard way to live life. It's a hard way to be a Christian. Think about God. You're rich in love. You're slow to anger. He wants you to be with Him. And that's a pretty amazing thought. But here's the main thing about this song. Do you have, and honestly, I want you all to think about this. Do you have 10,000 things to praise God about? Do you have 10,000 reasons to drop to your knees and praise Him and pray to God? Do you really have 10,000 reasons? Some of you might think, you know, I've got 5. My life's really not that great. And so what I want you guys to think about is 10,000 reasons is just the start, right? That's nothing compared to the blessings that God has really given us. And so when you start thinking that maybe I don't have that many reasons to praise God, I want you to start looking around at the world and be like, wow, I'm really grateful for air conditioning. You think, well, okay, air conditioning, you know, did God really give us air conditioning? Well, yeah, God gave us air conditioning because God created us with incredible minds and incredible in ways to use our minds and ingenuity that we're able to come up with these things. But without God creating us with these functioning and incredible intellect, these things don't happen. So yeah, praise God that it's not 100 degrees in here right now. Have you ever thought about the food that you eat? I mean, we sit down and we pray, thank you, God, for our food, right? But did you ever really think about where it came from? Think about just corn in particular, right? Corn on the cob. At some point, somebody planted one kernel. And they watered it. It planted it into dirt. Okay, we think of dirt as just dirt. But they planted it into the dirt, watered it. It grew up into a plant. And all of a sudden, it's this stalk, 8 foot tall. And there's a bunch of ears coming off of it, a bunch of ears of corn, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of corn kernels. And each one of those can be planted to make hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of more. And just when you eat that corn on the cob, you know, think of the process. It started months ago. But it really started back at creation when God actually created these things. And so when you thank God for your food, think it's the complexity of it all. It really is amazing. Thank God for sleep. Have you ever actually thought about what sleep is, right? I mean, I call it our battery recharge. Like, we go plug in our iPhone at night. I mean, that's kind of what we're doing. We're kind of recharging our batteries. We go unconscious, and then we wake up. And we're refreshed, and we're ready to go again. It's incredible. I mean, it's an incredible process that God created for us. Do you have 10,000 reasons? When you sing this song, do you really sing like never before? Are you really in your heart? Are you really pouring out your soul? Are you really singing like never before? You know, I gave a devotional talk the other night on Wednesday night, and I talked about this passage in Nehemiah, or Zephaniah. Yeah, they all run together on me sometimes. But it talks about how God is going to sing our praises one day. And think about that. Think about that thought. That we're going to want to go sing to God, but God's going to say, hold on, I get to sing about you first. And He's going to be praising us in His wonderful creation. Don't you think after you hear God singing a praise about you that you're going to want to sing a little bit louder and a little bit stronger?